What's up, guys? It's Daniel Adam Motivation. Today we're going to be talking about let go and let God. Let's get started. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, 6 through 7. So it's easy to get stressed out. You know, life happens to all of us. But when we stop relying on ourselves and we start relying in God, we can watch as He actually supernaturally, you know, comes in and He shifts things around in our life for the better. Let's go into another one here. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. God wants to lead you guys. This is super important. But you have to let Him lead you. You can't try to do everything on your own and then expect to fit God in. God wants all control. He wants to take over your life. And trust me, it is for the better. And then a popular one for all you guys out there. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11 actually translates to an expected end when it says to give you a future and a hope. To give you an expected end. I'm just letting go and letting God and trusting that He's going to work things out in your favor is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Another one we're going to go over is Joshua 1:9. This is going to be the last one. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, don't trip, guys. God is with you wherever you go. In the storm, in the fire, whatever it is, in the hospital, at the funeral, in the divorce court, whatever it is. So this coming up year, I want you to start relying on God and watch Him shift and change your situation. Where you're supposed to be, God will take you. This is Daniel Adam Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. I just want you guys to give it to God, let go, and let God deal with it.